live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Pleased to have in the studio with us today Sergeant Josh Lader, who is with the Michigan State Police Prevention Services. Welcome.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you. Well, you could already tell I'm liking this, can't you? It was ironic, you said, after I got off the phone with Senator Gretchen Whitmer, you are with Prevention Services. You said you had dealt with the issues of elder abuse in some of the training that you've worked with. Maybe I just thought it might be interesting, since we could pull that together, to make a comment about that.
Yes, ma'am. I was just commenting. I love the fact that there's attention being brought to our vulnerable adult population. They're just an invaluable resource that we have. They should be respected. They should be protected. And the Michigan State Police had an opportunity recently through a federal grant to team and train in the southeast portion of the state a large number of police officers in the investigation of vulnerable adult abuse. And it's something that I love to see people talking about and protecting and caring about our vulnerable adults in Michigan.
Well, then the timing is just right for this set of bills then. The reason I called and was happy to have you come in today, Sergeant, is bullying. And I've had two or three guests in the past couple of weeks talk about various aspects of bullying. And what caught my attention was a press release on a training done by Michigan State Police along with other agencies. And that's why I wanted you to be here today. And bullying's been making a lot of headlines lately, but it's always been an issue. So what is changing now? What are we needing to know and be aware of now?
The interesting dynamic in bullying right now, and there are a lot of various dynamics that come into play, but the biggest one right now is the emerging trends in technology. When we were kids, if we had a bullying issue at school, unless the bully was a sibling, it was very likely that you get on the bus, you go home, and you're away from the bully. Now, because of cell phones and online social networking and various electronic telecommunication devices, it's very possible that bully may be able to reach you through texting you or posting something about you or going on an online social networking site and bothering you there. So the scope and the reach of the bully and where they can actually get a hold of you to bother you or make you a victim has changed substantially.
I mentioned to you when we had a few minutes to talk earlier, I had the deputy superintendent of schools at Lansing in the other day, and that's what kind of surprised me. Is in my day, you know, you might witness somebody get shoved at school and the problem would get handled promptly and between the individuals. Now you can hide. You can hide, as you said, behind the technology. You can be anonymous, if it's not face-to-face, I imagine it can get ramped up pretty quickly when they're feeling a little power by not being face-to-face with these folks.
That's true. It brings two different facets into play. One is that the bully can feel a sense of anonymity, and they can sit there with their cell phone, not have to be face-to-face, not have that physical conflict right in front of them. And sometimes they feel empowered to maybe say and do some things they wouldn't normally do because they feel, hey, I'm just typing this in. I'm not really hurting anyone. They don't realize the far-reaching implications of what they're saying. And the other thing that comes into play is with technology, it really brings into play the fact that as a community, we need to work together. You mentioned a local school that's doing a great job taking a proactive role and saying, as a school, how do we address bullying? The parents need to take their part and say, you know, if I'm giving my child this piece of technology, do I totally understand what it can do? And have I given my son or daughter the parameters that are acceptable for them to use that in? And law enforcement, we need to team with the schools and the parents and address this as a community issue and say, let's team together and really address this as a serious problem that it is.
And another thing that just came to mind is the word fear. Again, growing up, for me going to school, if there was a bully or something, part of the reason they get to continue being bullies is because the person who's being bullied is afraid to tell, because, you know, that's part of the process for a bully. And a bully, in my experience, is a bully until someone definitively stops that. So if you can't escape it at school or something, I can't imagine the turmoil and the horror that kids are living in, whatever their age is, who are being bullied.
And that's exactly what makes it all the more important to get out there and educate not only the students in the school and talk to them about why there's not a place for bullying in their school and teach the victims of bullying that you need to have that trusted adult that you can go to. It may be a coach, it may be a mentor, a teacher, a liaison officer, it may be a parent or a family friend, and make sure that they know they can go to that trusted adult and say, this is something I'm going through, and know that that adult will take it seriously and help them with that. At the same time, it's important as we go in and as law enforcement officers and troopers go in and use the teaching, educating, and mentoring program and different tools like that in the classroom, we also are conscious of the fact that when we speak to students, we're talking to that bully as well. And we don't create a problem of, well, these are the good guys over here and the bullies over here, but say, hey, if you're a student in this classroom and you realize, wait a minute, I think I'm that bully, that you can also go to that mentor, that teacher, and say, I think I have some things I need to work on, and that we're willing to come alongside those students as well who are doing the bullying and say, you can actually make a conscious effort to change your behavior.
And you were involved in seminars, training seminars, if that's the correct word for them, in bullying prevention. And tell me how those work and who you work with when you do these.
There's actually a number of different venues that we've really been blessed with the opportunity to participate in. One recent example is we had the opportunity through a federal COPS grant at the Michigan State Police to bring 21 troopers in from across the state and train them specifically in problem-oriented and community policing. And when we brought these troopers in, there's three of them from each district of the state police. So these 21 troopers are spread all across the state, and they were trained specifically in providing presentations to youth and to parents and to local communities on issues like bullying, cyberbullying, emerging trends in technology, even current issues such as sexting and things like that. And they can go into the classroom and address youth and talk to them about this issue. They can go to a local place of worship or a local nonprofit organization or just a community in general and say, these are some issues that our youth are dealing with, and let's partner together and get to the core of the problem and solve it in a positive way.
Well, and what's beautiful about these community service troopers is that they're spread throughout the state, specifically trained and available to folks who reach out to them.
That's correct, ma'am.
Wow, that's an amazing thing. What are the ages when we're talking about some of these seminars and training? When we're talking about bullying, are you talking about all ages, school children on, you know, through college? I mean, what specifically are you targeting?
Actually, ma'am, because it's a community problem, we actually target all audiences. The way we address bullying in a K-5 type of situation is going to be slightly different in the classroom because we're talking to the kids at that age level and age-appropriate level. That's the beauty of the team curriculum. It was actually developed in conjunction with the Michigan Model for Comprehensive Health Curriculum, so it's age-appropriate at each level. At a high school, we may get more into talking about the sexting or talking about bystander apathy and not just standing by as a fellow student and watching something happen. With the teachers, we may teach them about awareness and giving them some tools and letting them know as law enforcement we're there and we're willing to team with them in a positive way, in a proactive way, and address it. And then in the other age levels, with parent groups or with college students, I speak to a lot of college students who are in the education field. Michigan State University, Central Michigan University, these are our future educators. And if we can equip them with tools to deal with bullying before their teachers, it's just one more tool in their toolbox when they hit those schools.
You mentioned, of course, we talked about technology, sexting and so forth. The penalties for some of this stuff are pretty – this isn't kids' play. I mean, this isn't messing around.
No, it's not. And with bullying, we don't really have a bullying – law in the state of Michigan, and there's some phenomenal work that's been done to work on that. And I can't take credit for any of that. You have people like Kevin Epling and his wife who have done a phenomenal job with Matt's Law. I know that they're working on, there's a lot of people in the legislature that are doing a good job of trying to raise awareness of bullying and get an appropriate law in there. With the sexting, the reason that's so dangerous for the kids to play with that is because they don't realize the laws that apply to sexting. In general, the only thing we have to use are the child sexually abusive material laws, and those carry very high penalties. And so the kids don't really know what they're dabbling with when they get into that.
Well, yeah. So that's part of this training is to let everybody know just to stay completely. You get something like that, get it to an authority quickly, and get it out of your hands so it's not part of what they think you're about.
Absolutely, these are calls that can be reported to 911. Talk to a liaison officer just like any other crime.
And the bullying task force, you work with school districts and so forth too. Now, do they come to you to get help with bullying, or is this an outreach that you send kind of messages out to them and then get together with them?
It goes both ways. One great example of schools and law enforcement and nonprofits working together is the Michigan School Safety Initiative. And we meet quarterly right here in Lansing, and superintendents, teachers, liaison officers, professionals from all different various disciplines come together and talk about issues such as this so we can study best practices, work together, and actually make a positive impact in these areas.
Well, it's an issue that's not going to go away, and I think training sessions like this and seminars are the only way we're going to get ahead of this problem. I appreciate you coming in tonight. You're going to be careful driving tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not driving very far. I'm going to go back to the academy and call it a day.
Very good. I thank you so much for coming in, Sergeant.
Thank you for having me, ma'am.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Sergeant Josh Lader with Michigan State Police Prevention Services. Some great information, and a very nice gentleman, by the way. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.